Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million, the National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for pass performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live racing is back where the surf meets the turf, now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By the Pamplemousse Grill. Make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when visiting Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Today's Racing Digest, expert handicapping reports available from Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Del Mar at todaysracingdigest.com. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available, get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. Join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, we are live from the Del Mar Press Box. It's the second weekend, John, day six of the 32-day meet. Good to see you again. Great to be here, and we're having a lot of fun down here.
Yeah, the overcast has already burned off. It's sunny and clear out there. The horses are working, and we don't have to worry about track conditions. It will be fast and firm.
Fast and firm, John. So let's talk about a little bit what we've seen in the first 5 days of racing. What are your impressions of last week, opening day, and just maybe a little bit how the track's playing and anything that kind of stands out to you so far?
Well, first of all, the field sizes have been good, and that's really always good. Really good for the horse
Over
players.
Over 10 average today per race.
That's fantastic. And we got off to a really good start. Smooth last week. I think they handled 21 million opening day Friday, another 21 million on Saturday, and nearly 20 million on Sunday. Great start there. And it's been a little bit, you know, we've seen in Southern California where the favorites have had a good run. At Santa Anita during the winter, I think they were right at 40%. Through yesterday, with no favorites winning on Friday, favorites are now 10 for 48. That is under 21% winning favorites for the meet. So there are prices to be had. We saw a double pick six carryover into yesterday. There was 1.1 million of new money bent into that. So the action is good. The races are not easy, but that's good for the horse players. Mm-hmm. And again, we've got another puzzle today. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, John, you mentioned the winning favorite percentage, which, you know, we're used to seeing shorter fields and the winning favorites are up around 40% sometimes. Not so here. 21% has been very difficult, which, you know, like you said, we like. 2-day carryover into yesterday, it was just still challenging yesterday. Paid $86,000,
right,
trying to connect all six winners. No real bomber payouts, but just those mid prices that keep rolling in. Those are the toughest ones to string together in your multi-race. When you have a bunch of $15, $16, $18 winners, really hard to put them all together.
And, you know, at this meet, you're kind of looking for maybe the big barns to go, but a lot of the small barns have gotten off to a good start. Felix Randon won a race the other day. Van Belvoir's won a couple
races the last
couple of days.
First-time starters, both of them.
Exactly. So it's not just the big boys having a
Brian
good time.
Brian Horner had
he
two
won
wins
two yesterday.
So you're right. You know, we've got the usual suspects, the D'Amatos, the O'Neills, and McCarthy Glatt. But you're always going to have a couple guys down here that are kind of flying below the radar that end up having big meets.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked last week about some of the jockeys. We've got a lot of new faces here. They're old faces, but coming new to Del Mar. And Julian Leperu won a race yesterday. Joe Bravo's got a win at the meet. Joel Rosario, who came into Southern California at Santa Anita, got off to a good start there, but he struggled to begin the meet here.
Yeah, let's talk about Rosario, because we talked about him on the show a lot before he returned, or when he was returning to the West Coast at Santa Anita. A lot of us were very skeptical. We voiced that we didn't think he was the same rider. Well, he ended up having an outstanding Santa Anita meet. He was live for John Sadler. He was riding very aggressively. Well, what we've seen here, and it's still early, 5 days in, is kind of the Joel Rosario that we were worried about seeing. He's 2 for 36 at the meet. He struggled to leave the gate a lot of times on live horses, and it's either been, you know, he put him on the lead. Yeah, anybody wins on the lead, but Rosario has struggled badly so far in the first five days.
A little disappointing. We have another guy coming back this week, and Jose Valdivia, who had two shoulder surgeries, hasn't ridden yet this year. He is named on horses. So, again, we have a lot of guys trying to reestablish themselves out here. And, you know, we still have the guys. Rispoli has already made his comeback, and he came back riding well.
He's tied at the top with six winners with Juan Hernandez.
And we've seen Hector Berrios do his thing on the Del Mar turf. So an interesting jockey colony, a different jockey colony this year. We saw a horse that we were hoping to have a good run, Journalism, come back and get a win despite a brutal start in the San Diego Handicap last Saturday. But word came out yesterday, Bob. It was announced that Journalism has now been retired.
Yes, and apparently that injury happened at the gate, or that's what they think. And makes sense, John, because, you know, he lunged, he came back, he was off very poorly. He still won the race. That's class, you know, overcoming. It wasn't a tremendously strong field, but it's hard for a horse to overcome what he did. You know, he was a horse that I just really liked from the start of his career on. I mean, big fan. He won 7 of 14 races, $4.7 million. Obviously competed at the highest level. All three legs of the Triple Crown last year. Breeders' Cup Classic, Met Mile. He didn't win them all, John. He won half his starts, and it seemed like in half those wins, he overcame a lot. In many instances, including last year's Preakness, which, you know, how could anybody forget?
You know, he didn't duck anybody. He went after the big boys wherever they were, and I respect the connections quite a bit. Michael McCarthy, the trainer, Eclipse Thoroughbreds, the owners, along with their partners, they took on the best of the division. They weren't afraid. And even if you get beat, the horse always represented himself
always
well.
Always showed up, John.
Every
Never
single
laid
time.
An egg.
And if you realize that if he was injured in the gate last Saturday coming out of the gate and he still wins the race, that tells you a little bit about his heart. I will never be unconvinced that I really think that that rough race in the Preakness really, really kind of stalled the progress he was making throughout his career.
I agree.
And, you know, I don't know if we ever saw his very best, but what we saw was pretty darn good.
Well, then he came back and he ran in the Belmont, and I thought he ran another huge race. I mean, at the top of the lane, he's winning, but, you know, here comes Sovereignty, who right. just was a better horse last year. And but I do think the Preakness coming back in 2 weeks, overcoming what he did, there was almost a traffic pile up there at the top of the lane at Pimlico, and he ran down the horse on the lead. A tremendous racehorse. Michael McCarthy did a great job. The horse always looked good, and he showed up every time. The ownership group, they didn't duck anybody. But now you've got a lot of other owners and the stud deal in. I don't think they wanted to take any more chances or wait any longer. He will go to stud at Coolmore's Ashford Stud in Kentucky.
Well, that means he will get every opportunity to be a big-time stallion. Coolmore, with all the mares that they have out there, will support him. I think he's going to be a good stallion.
Well, he had the pedigree. He cost a lot of money. He was
right.
a good looker.
Won as a 2-year-old, stretched out, kept going, and improved as a 3-year-old. And like I say, I don't even know if we ever saw his very best, but he was just a tremendous horse. And congratulations to the Connections, and glad to see he's going to have a good home and have a good chance to have a second career as a stallion.
Another retirement was announced, John. This on the human front, not on the equine front, but longtime CEO at Del Mar, Joe Harper, will be retiring at the end of the year.
Right. The word came out yesterday that Joe Harper, who started out as a general manager at Del Mar back in 1977, so 49 years he's been in upper management. He's the CEO of Del Mar. He will retire and go into a CEO emeritus status at the end of the year. Joe has been the face of Del Mar for decades now. Everybody knows who Joe Harper is and who he represents, and been a great fixture out here. And, you know, it's a smooth transition. The track's current president, Josh Rubenstein, has been working under Joe for a number of years now, so it's not like they have to bring anybody in and teach them the ropes. Josh knows the ropes, so it should be smooth here. But Joe Harper, a face that we're used to seeing all over the track.
Right.
He wanders everywhere around here and talking to everybody.
And Josh will become the CEO. Under Joe Harper, the growth of Del Mar on a national, international scale has been just monumental. I mean, I've been coming to the track down here since I was a kid. And to see it host 4 Breeders' Cups, just the international recognition, the having 2 of the elite meets, the summer and the fall meet, you know, really just a tremendous growth here for Del Mar Racetrack.
Well, Del Mar used to be the vacation spot where you ran a few horses and you know, kind of took a break from the big-time racing in the Los Angeles area. It is the marquee track now in Southern
That's
California.
Right.
And Joe was here when they redid this grandstand, you know, from a small track, and now we've got this big facility here. He was there when they rebuilt this thing. And so he's seen an awful lot of it, was part of all this stuff, and it's quite a legacy.
Let's talk racing, John. 2:00 post today for the 11-race card at Del Mar. There are 3 stakes races on tap. And the main one, the Grade 1 Bing Crosby, goes as the 10th. John, this is an outstanding sprint, and something I noticed and talked to you about it the other day. There are 9 entrants in the race. 8 of these horses made their last start outside of California last time, even though some of them are Southern Cal-based. We haven't seen that in a long time. It's kind of a sign of the times. Go where the money is. That's Kentucky, Saratoga. So a lot of these horses are coming back or coming in for the first time, but pretty weird that 8 out of 9 made their last start out of California.
Well, California is known for having speed horses, so you think the sprinters would be from here, but you're right. They're coming from all directions. One horse that is returning to California is Cornucopian. He has been stabled with Bob Baffert when he took part of his stable to the Midwest in April. Cornucopian was part of that group. Got a win at Churchill Downs last time. I looked good winning the Aristides, I think is how it's pronounced. He's a horse that, to me, has always had Grade 1 ability. He gets a chance to get a Grade 1 behind his name now. Tactical speed from post number 6. To me, he's the horse to beat, but it's no gimme. Trainer Phil D'Amato has Maximum Bourbon, who he purchased in a digital sale for $400,000 back in March off a good win at Fairgrounds. and he paid immediate dividends. He also won a race at Churchill Downs. Unfortunately, he draws the rail, so his options are limited. He's, you talked about Joel Rosaro. He's going to have to come out running from the inside post. And, you know, I was talking about Listen Up Chance to somebody earlier. This is a horse that when you watch his last race at Saratoga, he was in front of Ben Tornado and Bookham Dano with about 80 yards to go.
After getting left at the start.
Yeah, and he just barely got run down by two very, very good horses. Now, I don't know how much that took out of him, but if he comes back and runs that race, he's going to be tough in here. You've got a speed horse named Madhouse coming in for the Van Winkle stable. Dr. Venkman, who we know likes Del Mar, if the pace is real hot, he'll come running late. It's a really good grade one race. A little edge to me to Cornucopian, but it's a wide-open race.
Yeah, I agree. A little edge to Cornucopian. I kind of like the Listen Up Chance as well. I like that effort. Maximum Bourbon, a little bit of the X factor. You had mentioned Stronghold is the only one who's kind of stayed in Southern California here. He won the Triple Bend last time. But, boy, John, that was a soft field. That was a five-horse field. He had to win that day. I'm a little bit against him today. These are the big boys. I'm not sure he's quite as good at six furlongs as he is at seven. And I'm a little skeptical on Dr. Venkman, too. Even though he's got the good record here at Del Mar, he did run well in the Breeders' Cup here to be third and a photo for second. I didn't like his race in the slop last time. I'm going to focus on those three that you mentioned at the top, Cornucopian, Listen Up Chance, and Maximum Bourbon.
Yeah, I hope that's enough to get me through in these rolling bets today. That's what I'm going to try and do.
The other two stakes, the Ocenitas goes as the third, the Daisy Cutter, 5/8 on the turf. That's race 9. We'll talk about that later in the show. Well, John, let's go ahead and get our picks here and yours are brought to us from the South Point, where the Lindo Report appears every day. You've just been doing Del Mar. You rightfully got fed up with Saratoga and all their nonsense.
Yes, so, they're on hiatus with me.
You are focused on Del Mar, and let's get the number of the South Point out there, and let's get your radio pick, and then I'll do mine.
Well, football season's coming up. If you want to get out there for the start of the college football season, the South Point phone number, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how to get your Thoroughbred L.A. horse player rate. For me, I'm going to go all the way down to the 11th and final, so we've got to pace ourselves today. In the 11th race today at Del Mar, number 7, America's Mark, has had two sprint preps coming off a layoff, adds blinkers and stretches out, and to me that's the key. The mile race a few races back was really good. There was an early scratch of Sweet Gal of Mine just inside her, so that leaves the pace open for the taking, and I think America's Mark is going to be very tough over a turf course this week that has been very kind to speed. With rails out 18 feet today, she ought to be the one to catch and beat. 5-1 on the program. Number 7, America's Mark for me in the 11th at Del Mar. And, Bob, you have your sheet out today. So what are your best plays? And let's get a play from you.
Best plays, races 7, 9, and 11, $144 in the late pick 5. As I said, really big full fields today. Difficult card. John, I'm going to take the same angle on the turf, but I'm going to go in race 3, the Ocenitas, where I think there's an absolute pace play in number 3, Certitude. She's 9-2 on the line. Now, maybe this is a little bit of a class test for her in the restricted Ocenitas. You've got a Euro invader named Sakara Sands who looks pretty good, but that form was a year ago, so I'm willing to maybe try to beat her at 3-1. I know Certitude, or I don't know it, because Rosario doesn't always come out of there like the way I want him to. The horse should be clearly in front all the way around. We'll find out if she can get that last bit of distance here. But I like Certitude as a wire-to-wire threat. John, I'm going to parlay my speed horse on the turf to your speed horse in the last. Let's get two wire-to-wire winners home. All right, let's take our first time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from Bet on Bruce. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. Call you up and ask if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike, John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box. John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week. We saw this one run yesterday.
That was She's No Quant, who came from off the pace to win Friday's $150,000 Fleet Treat Stakes. She's No Quant is by Pavel, yet another winner at Del Mar for the sire Pavel. Out of the Square Eddie Mare, Quant Savant is owned and bred by Redham Racing LLC and is trained by Antonio Garcia. She's No Quant was winning for the third straight time. It was her first race on dirt, and the winner's share of $85,000 brings her career earnings to $180,000 from just five lifetime starts.
And, John, let's talk about one of the promotions at Del Mar, free data on us. Tell me about it.
Right. If you opt in, go to the Del Mar website, which is dmtc.com, / data on us and put in your email address in the form there, you will get back to you links to some different handicapping products for today for free, including today's Racing Digest, Thoroughgraph, a full card of their sheets, information from Horse Racing Nation. It's all free. It's really good information, and take advantage of it. Del Mar is providing this to their horse players. I think it's a terrific promo.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest. Good morning, Bob.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How are they treating you the first 5 days?
Not too bad. Some days are better than others, but she's no quant was really nice yesterday.
That was a nice win and a nice price.
Yeah, and she certainly overcame a lot to win that race, too.
Yeah, she. We didn't know if she'd handle dirt, but it was worth trying it 4-1, I think, and that was very impressive. And the runner-up, John, ran well.
Mohaven ran terrific.
Ran great.
Yeah, she opened up.
It was an absolute two-horse race. Good job there, Bob. Wanted you to preview the Daisy Cutter, which goes as race number 9. That's 5/8 for fillies and mares on the turf. Scratch Lee's Baby Girl. How'd you see the race, Bob?
Well, I ended up picking Saratoga Special just because I think she was out of her element in both of her races in Kentucky. She was in tough in the sprint, and last time they ran her long, I think she's a sprinter. I loved her race at Santa Anita when she was just barely beaten by Gratefully, who was undefeated at the time. So I'm hoping that the inside post, I hope Rosario comes out of the gate, and I think she can get a good position. The other two horses I'm going to focus on, I know there's others that have a shot in here, but I was looking at Tahini, who comes off a nice win last time, is cutting back to 5/8. And then Can't Sleep, who likes this course and probably needed her last race. So those are the three I'm going to focus on, but I went for Saratoga Special on top.
Well, Bob, we noticed that average field size today over 10, so there's a lot of good wagering opportunities. Where do you want to go for your radio play today?
I'm going to go to the 7th race. I like number 6, Stylishly Acclaimed. I think the cutback to a mile is really going to help this horse. He won over this turf course back in 2024 at a mile. He had the lead last time and just scouts out finish because I just think that last 8th did him in. I'm hoping the cutback, he's going to be up close to the pace, and as you guys said earlier, he's been doing well on this turf course. So number 6, Stylishly Acclaimed in race 7.
And a nice 5-1 on the morning line. Good luck, Bob. Brought to us, as always, by todaysracingdigest.com. You can get Bob's pick there. John Lindo's, myself, and Bob is also the regular newspaper handicapper for the Southern Cal Newspaper Group. Good luck today, Bob. Thank you.
Same to you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
We're enjoying it. I know you like the full fields and the challenging cards as well, Bruce.
Full fields, a little more unpredictability, but better prices by the same token. So it's a trade-off. You're not going to win as often, but when you do, I think you win more right now at Del Mar. You just have to have a little bit of thick skin and get through some of the past,
some of the
unpredictability we were seeing early in the meet.
Good way to put it, thick skin. You got to have it in this game. Hey, Bruce, are you seeing any track bias either on the main track or the turf?
You know, I think it's been, since day one, opening day, I think it's pretty typical. I don't think there's anything that unusual. Lean towards speed in the sprints on the dirt. The route races, I think, have been pretty fair, sprinting on the dirt. We have a lot of maiden races, and in these maiden races, you get in front early sprinting, you're always dangerous. So nothing all that unusual that I can see, other than maybe opening day where I thought the outer lanes, and this has been kind of historical, you may want to come back. If you had a horse that ran pretty well on the inside on opening day, you may want to come back and take a look, give this horse a second look next time out. But other than that, I can't really report on anything all that unusual.
Hey, guys, and John, we were talking about the one-mile main track race. We have seen now 2 days in a row horses be extremely wide on the first turn. Fireband yesterday, Stolen Treasure four wide throughout the day before. That has usually been an impossible trip. What's going on with that?
And, Bruce, not only that, in those two races, they were up on the pace, pushing the pace 5 and 6 wide all the way around, and they kept going. On those one-mile dirt races, to me, Bruce, it looks like, first of all, it's going to be tough to come from off the pace. And number two, I don't think you want to be down on the fence. What do you think?
Yeah, but the thing about Fireband, here's the thing. I don't think we thought that she would be on the lead. So, she typically was a horse coming from a little off the pace. So far, you're right, though. You know, there's not a lot of gain in the lane. Stolen Treasure was kind of an outlier. I didn't really see what that horse showed going in, but it's a little tricky. The mile race is everywhere, you know, with the quick run to the first turn, a little tricky. But you're right. The outside posts usually don't do well. You know, maybe as time goes on, I always thought the banking was better or something early in the meeting at Del Mar on the outside. And as the meet progressed, I thought the inner part of the track gets better and better as time goes on.
Well, we'll watch for that trend to happen. Bruce, you've done the work not only at Del Mar, but you usually look at Saratoga and some of the tracks back east. I'm going to get your first play from out of state.
Let's go to race 11, state bred fillies at 5.5 furlongs on the grass. The 13 Oklahoma Smoke, by the way, did scratch in the 2 Chenades.
Now, this is Saratoga, right, Bruce?
Saratoga. Okay. 11th race at Saratoga. And let's go to the video on the 12th. Fairy Godmother. First of all, in late May, she was an explosive winner for a maiden 50 tag. She didn't get out of the gate great. Not a terrible meet, but Dylan Davis kind of bided his time. When she got to the outside, she flattened the field. This was a good-looking effort, and you see the big speed figure that day. She came back at 4-1 against these types, and this is, you know, a case of sometimes horses have trouble at the start. This horse pretty much was eliminated at the start. On both sides, she was sandwiched, and the rider, Dylan Davis, had to really check her, and she was going about half speed after the trouble. And pretty much game, set, match at that point. She still split the field, only beaten 4.5 lengths, but she can do much better here with a better, with a cleaner trip. Tremendous amount of speed in here to set it up for her late closing style. I think she, and with the big field, I think we'll probably get, you know, in that range of 7-2. So in the 11th race, love the 12th, Fairy Godmother, who's 7-2 on the morning line.
And then, Bruce, we want to come back to Del Mar for your second radio play.
Well, let's make use of the, let's go to the 4th race, and let's make use of the workouts online. This has been a new resource for several years, and it's, I think, the best new resource handicappers have had going forward, and you really get to see, you know, the workouts, you know, with your own eye and make your own judgment. I think the 4-horse Whiskey Bridge for Doug O'Neill has been very impressive. There's been a lot of workouts you can watch on this guy online. I believe there's about a half dozen of them, but if you go back to, say, like May 30th out of the gate in 47-1, this horse was easily best, and they urged him along. After I think they know what they've had with this guy, they've geared him down. If you take a look at his last two workouts online, he's been pulling. He's still been best in his workouts, but he's looked. They've been training him like he can really run. He's got natural early speed. I like the way he's progressed, and he'll be a decent price. So in race 4, let's take a first-timer, the 4 Whiskey Bridge at 8-1 on the morning line.
Very good. Bruce, tell us what's available today at the website.
Full card analysis at Del Mar, the 11-race package. Audio is included. Also, the last 7 races of the day, an outstanding program also at Saratoga. And also best bets at Del Mar with audio included. All at that on Bruce.
And you gave us a winner I should have mentioned earlier. Stimulate from Saratoga last week at $7.58. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row. BetOnBruce.com. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our staple of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
We are family. Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We are family, John. Sister Sledge, 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. Remember that team?
I sure do. And this is from your, you know, you have your high school reunion tonight, and this is when, you know, Bob Ike, the athlete, the basketball player, was going, so we're playing your music here.
45-year high school reunion, John. I can't believe it.
45 years. I wasn't going to say how old, but yeah. Bell Bottoms and Disco were in at that time. So,
Sister Sledge, we are family. Thank you, Christian Inside, doing a great job. Hey, John, tell me about the NTRA qualifiers today and a huge tournament, a two-day tournament here at Del Mar, live money.
Right. First of all, today, the Del Mar Handicapping Challenge, it's a $6,000 tournament, $4,000 in live bankroll over 2 days. That has seats to the NHC. The National Handy Horse Players Championship also has the online at horseplayers.com is a high-end $155 and $500 qualifiers, so a lower-end, a higher-end online horseplayers.com. At Rotama Park, $1,000 Rotama Betting Challenge, that has two NHC seats guaranteed. And tomorrow, Sunday, there's a free NHC tournament at horseplayers.com, but you have to be an NTRA member. So go to ntra.com, sign up. I think the annual dues are $50. You can qualify for free tomorrow to try and win $1 million in the 2027 NHC.
And let's mention tomorrow night, a good fundraiser, the Jockey Karaoke. That's at the Belly Up Tavern after the races. That raises money, John, I believe, for the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. And always a lot of fun. The jockeys out here do it. The ones in the East have their night in Saratoga. So come out to the Belly Up. That's tomorrow night.
That's right. That's the PDFJ Day across America today. And the fundraisers tomorrow night at the Belly Up. After 11 races, these guys are going to do a little singing. What could go wrong?
John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Hope you are having an enjoyable Saratoga. I know it's a challenge like it is out here. But, John, it looks like Manny Franco is having a very good meet back there.
He really is. He's the quiet horse in the race, I guess. I mean, who would have ever thought Jose Lascano, who had the winter that he had, would be 1-for-50 at the meet? But that's what he is. So you never know. These guys go hot and cold. But Manny Franco certainly off to a good start. Unfortunately, he's got the three big guns ahead of him, the Ortiz brothers and Pratt, you know. That's the problem.
Those guys are elite. There's no doubt about it. Those are three Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. Man, they just kind of stand out to me, those three guys. Hey, John, I wanted you to preview the Coaching Club American Oaks today. That goes as race number
race 10.
10 at, and there are a couple scratches in there. So we're left with a field of seven, John. How'd you see the race?
Well, it's a big scratch in there. Chad Brown scratched his other horse, Directive, who I really like, but she's coming out. Listen, it looks like a two-horse race. You got Counting Stars breaking from the rail, who will have a pace advantage, and always a runner, the Chad Brown horse that will be the favorite in the race, who has four career starts, and she's never been worse than second. But the interesting horse in the race to me, I'm going to try to split the number. Obviously, it could come 1-6-6-1, but the five-horse measure listed at a ridiculous 15-1 on the morning line. I think this is the horse to fool around with. Obviously, she's got to beat the other two horses in the race, but I think she could split them, and she is a price, so that's the way I would go.
Well, I know you did the work at both Saratoga and Del Mar, John, so let's get your first play from the out-of-state. What do you want to do for your radio play today at Saratoga?
Okay, so let's look at the eighth race. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf, a full field of 12. I like the number nine horse in here, Bella Knows. A 3-year-old filly from the Brad Cox barn, four career starts. Each race is better than the previous one. Rider switch today to Irad Ortiz, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number nine, Bella Knows, to win today's eighth race out of Saratoga.
And then, John, I want you to come back to Del Mar and give us your second radio play.
Okay, so let's look at the ninth race today. This is the Daisy Cutter, 5 furlongs on the turf. You know, it's tough if you play turf races in Del Mar because you either go 5 furlongs or you go a mile and up. So there's nothing in between. But I like the number three horse in here, Can't Sleep. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Carla Gaines barn, Amicio Jaramillo aboard to ride. She needed her last race. It was her last race. It was her first start, I should say, in 10 months. Good thing about this horse, she's 1-for-2 at Del Mar. She's 1-for-2 at the distance. She's never missed the board, 7 starts since 3 wins, 2 seconds, and 2/3. A ridiculous 8-to-1 on the morning line. I like number three, Can't Sleep, to upset and win this year's Daisy Cutter Stakes.
And, John, tell us about the website, johnhardoon.com. What's available today and the price options, please?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Del Mar and Saratoga selections.
Go to johardoon.com, and that's brought to us by the Rags and Sheets. Good luck today, John. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. Been doing a lot of work on Express Bet, Woodbine stuff today, and also following Saratoga, Del Mar as well. Shapper, you're a busy guy. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys doing out there? I would assume you're doing pretty well based on the time of year and where you live.
We're dealing with the mugginess out here, Shapper. I don't know if we can get through it, but you know, it's really sticky for Del Mar.
I was going to say you're asking the wrong guy for sympathy there, Bob.
And Shapper sent me one privately yesterday in a text that he'd been waiting on a horse to watch, and had a bad beat at double digits. Shapper, that was a tough one, but definitely a good angle on your part.
Yeah, that Joe Starport was second time starter, was gone to the turf, got Louis Saez, but maybe with a little bit of a different triple win, but what can you do? We got ran down by a bird that I never gave a shot, so that's part of the game, especially when you're playing maiden races like I love to do.
Absolutely. So today there's a Woodbine hit and split promo. Tell us about that first. That's an Express Bet.
Yeah, there's a pretty big card out at Woodbine. I know Del Mar and Saratoga are getting the lion's share of the attention here in the States, of course. But three stakes races make up the late pick four at Woodbine. And that should obviously a race other than the three stakes, but it's three stakes and a maiden special on the turf. And if you just go to the website, Express Bet or First Bet, you have to register. But split 25, it's pretty simple. You play it, you register, you register first, you split 2,500 in the hit it and split. So I'm not sure how many people will be diving in, but especially if you have a unique angle and want to play it big, look for a big hit anyway, you have a big chance to take down a big part of that 2,500. So definitely worth checking out. There's a bunch of other promotions on there for today, as well as one at, including one at Saratoga.
Well, Shepard, I saw you did the work at Woodbine and Saratoga. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Nobody wants my Canadian picks, I don't think, John, unless they're way back from somewhere else. I mean, somebody might. I hope somebody gets something out of them, but I think it's only fair to go where I stay in the States here, where my bread is buttered. I'm going to go to race five, first level allowance. My own is 16th on the turf. One of many, one of several really good allowance races at Saratoga before the stakes races. I like number five, Go Gray, in here. It, 8-1 on the morning line. Third off the layoff for Michael Trombetta. Moved to the turf back in mid-April and really been good in three starts since then. Other than last out in the Saranac when he moved up in the stakes company, restricted stakes, but a pretty solid field at 26-1. And instead of sitting a little off the pace, he got caught up in a pace that, in a shocking manner, actually was run fast early in New York, and they tired late in it. Go Gray, though, I think wants to kind of sit just off the pace. I think he's going to get that trip today with Jose Ortiz taking the call for the first time. So we'll go with race five at Saratoga, number five, Go Gray at 8-1.
Very good. A live 8-1 shot for Shapper. Have a good weekend, my friend, and keep up the good work at ExpressBet.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, and enjoy yourselves out there.
Okay, that was Scott Shapiro. John, just a minute here before we go to break. Let's talk about the free and easy Thursdays, because that's a great promotion here at Del Mar.
Right. When you come back on Thursday, racing here, free admission, free program, and a free seat, and you have discounted beers and sodas and hot dogs, too. It's a player's day to come out. We had a good attendance, over 9,000 last Thursday.
Very good attendance. In fact, it beat Sunday, which I think the World Cup maybe had something
right
to do with, but it was pretty quiet here last Sunday, a bigger on-track crowd on Thursday. So let's hope those continue to go, and the races for Thursday have already been drawn, John.
Exactly. Good field sizes again on Thursday.
All right, let's take our final timeout when we come back. Toby Callett from South Florida, Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern.
Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick six pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Duda Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse-player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, if you can't be at Del Mar today, there are a few simulcast options we should mention.
Right. We know traffic can get heavy coming down here. If you're in the Inland Empire, one option is the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They're already open and waiting to serve you. If you're in the Orange County area, Los Alamitos will take rate wagering all day today on the Del Mar card. You have the OC Tavern in San Clemente, 2369 South El Camino Real Road. And if you're down here in downtown San Diego across from the Comic-Con convention, you can stuff over and make a wager at Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego.
Let's get down to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. I realize I was a week early on the hot dog dance. Tonight you get to bring it back into a hot dog cart dance, that is.
Tonight I go full on tonight, Toby. Tonight. Yeah, turn the clock back tonight, Toby, for sure. Looking at today's card at Gulfstream, only one dirt race. A lot of synth on the card today. I know that's not your cup of tea, Toby.
That is true, but believe it or not, because the weather looks like it's going to hold out, there's actually five turf races, and one of them is a two-year-old race on the grass that I'm particularly intrigued with. So I'm going to take you to the fourth race today. Scratch the four Shepping Notches. Jose D'Angelo has two in here, and the other one is the one I like. It's the three. Her name is Severely Overpaying. And Red Furley Development, bred to run on the grass. I look for her to be clear and gone right off the jump. Her main rival is the five, Goddess of Beauty, who has the incentive of being a Florida bred and would be able to get the bulk of that $70,000 purse if she was able to win. The one, American Rain, and the six, Slew Lady, would round out the gimmicks. That's 3-5-1-6 to get all the six in today's fourth at Gulfstream Park.
Very good. Thank you, Toby. We'll spend more time next week, but let's keep it dry there, keep you on the turf.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Final stop is Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Well, tonight you guys have the claiming futurity trials. I believe there are three of them. So what can we look forward to tonight? And then I know a huge card for you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night is an old stakes quarter horse card for Calbred quarter horses. So lots to look forward to tomorrow evening. Tonight, these claiming futurity trials are an interesting concept whereby the horses who are entered in the trials tonight are not eligible to be claimed, but if you qualify as one of the fastest 10 individual times tonight, if you qualify to the final in 3 weeks, then you're in for a $16,000 claiming price, plus, of course, you get the purse money. From the so it's unusual to have a claiming concept attached to a stakes race. But just a couple of years ago, the horse who won this thing, Show and Tell Cartel, went on to qualify to the end of season Grade 1 2 million futurity before winning a Grade 2 Derby early last year. Show and Tell Cartel still racing very well now as a 4-year-old. So some good horses have come through this claiming futurity. The three trials that you alluded to are races 6, 7, and 8, the final three on the card tonight, 350 yards for two-year-olds.
And then you briefly mentioned, and I know Orlando will come on and talk about it with Mike tomorrow, but those Cal Breeders' Championship night, all Calbreds, you've got the Governor's Cup Futurity and Derby, among other races, so it'll be a real big night out there tomorrow night, Michael.
Yes, Dudar Cartel is looking to sweep the first three derbies of the season. He is 5-for-5 so far as a 3-year-old. He'll be the hot favorite in the Governor's Cup Derby. And the program also features Cattail Cove, the 9-year-old wonder. He is competing on this program for the 8th consecutive year. And from 7 previous appearances in various races on the card, he has been out of the money only once. That's going back to the Governor's Cup Derby of 2020. He's just an amazing racehorse. He's looking to win the Grade 1 Spencer Childers Stakes for the second year in a row. He'll be lining up in the feature race for the older horses tomorrow.
Well, Michael, you have a 7:25 post time each night. I'll be watching on your YouTube channel. I love the coverage by your guys there on the YouTube channel. Give us a winner tonight that I can play.
Yeah, thanks, John. Well, the horse I picked last week was scratched, so we had no action. I had to sit on the sidelines. So let's hope we get a crack at them tonight. In race 5, the first leg of the late pick 4, which will then lead us into those three futurity claiming trials. But race 5 is a 220-yard maiden for two-year-olds. I think Gilligan, number 3, at 5-2 on Ed's morning line, should be a good investment. The horse came from Turf Paradise, where he qualified to a futurity race there in April without a local work, and in his Losail debut about a month ago. He had gate 1. It didn't go very well for him from the inside stall. He was well fancied on the occasion, ended up finishing 5th of 8. I think he'll improve with that run, with that experience at Losail under his belt. He gets off the fence. He has seen the track, and Gilligan, number 3, looks like he can measure up to the task in race 5 tonight. For Exacta Players, number 6, See You When I See You, has 2 first-time starters drawn either side of him, and they are first-time starters who haven't shown a great deal in the morning. Should get a good crack at them from out there in gate 6 at 7-2. For Eddie Willis and Justine Kleber, who are the top percentage trainers and jockeys of anybody in the top 10 or 12 in the standings. Kleber had 4 winners last weekend. So hot connections with the 6 looks a solid Exacta play to me.
And don't forget, if there's no pick 6 carryover into tomorrow night, then the Losail boosts it. $10,000 adds to that or seeds that pick 6 pool, which is a great promo. Thank you, Michael. We will talk again next week.
Good. Thanks very much, fellas. Hooray.
Hey, John, we got a minute. Let's talk about DRF and the formulator product that we love. And you can't do without it down here because you've got all the maiden races. You've got to look up pedigree. And what better way than formulator?
Bet with confidence when you use the Daily Racing Form All Access PPs. One best-in-class product now gets you three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Time Form. Access the most trusted information in horse racing, DRF All Access PPs.
Well, John, again, 2 o'clock post, 11 races, going to be a great day. Thank you to Christian Inside. He did a great job. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Andy Harris, stay tuned. He's on location in New Orleans with the SoCal Restaurant Show. You're going to want to hear that. Bing takes us out. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
In each race, where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar.